On Robin Hood Radio, heading into the winter, of course, we're always known for talking about winter activities with the Salisbury Winter Sports Association and their ski jumping that goes on at Satry Hill and items like that. But something else that's winter-driven and that is very popular around especially the Northeast, and that is hockey. And there's something pretty special that's going on with hockey that's coming to our region. It's the Berkshire Pond Hockey Classic, and that is coming up in our region. And with us right now today, we have Alex Regan, who is joining us. Alex is putting this whole thing together. Alex, nice to have you on board here and talking about hockey, and especially a classic like this, which is being played. I think this is the first time you're having this. Is this a first-year event for you?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And yes, this is the inaugural year of the Berkshire Pond Hockey Classic. Yes.
Now, what I found when Sally left me a note on this and we started talking about it, the NHL years ago started off with one game in the wintertime that was outside. And it proved to be so popular, even though it was in stadiums, it was still played outside. If it was snowing, it was snowing. If it was bitter cold, it was bitter cold. And it was so popular, and it went over so well. They now have several of those games during the course of the year. Is hockey something that you played as a youth, and is something that you played outdoor on ponds?
Yeah, so I learned how to skate on Lake Buell in Monterey. I was 6 years old when my dad took me down to the pond and shoveled off a little rink and taught me and my brother to skate, put us through some drills. I went on to then play hockey for about 25 years, basically. You know, I'm 36 years old. When I was 10, my dad got me involved with the youth league at Chelsea Piers in New York City. That's where I kind of learned how to play organized hockey, and then went on to play up and played at Syracuse University, which is a D1 club team there for men. But my love of the game was instilled right here in Western Mass on Lake Buell.
All right, before we go any further, who's your favorite team?
The New York Rangers.
Good. I'm a Ranger fan. I always mention the fact that I saw the Rangers win a Stanley Cup. I don't know if I'll see them win another one, but my grandmother, who was a big Ranger fan, never saw the Rangers win a Stanley Cup. And when they won that Stanley Cup against Vancouver that night, I made a toast to my grandmother. All right, we'll get back to this tournament. It's the Berkshire Pond Hockey Classic, and that is coming up, and it's going to be on January 28th, starting at 8:30 in the morning. The championship game at 3:30. How many teams do you have set up for this so far already?
So let me caveat here that we are actively monitoring the weather. I don't think I've ever looked at the weather more in my whole life than every single day leading up to this tournament. As you know, it's been unseasonably warm, and so we're monitoring the January 28th date pretty closely in terms of safe ice conditions. We're considering 1 week later for a makeup. And if that doesn't work, we're just going to push this to next year. But we do have 16 committed teams. We've capped it at 16 teams. I've turned away a number of teams. We could have got 32 teams easily for this first year tournament. There are a number of local businesses bringing a team. You know, we have Bob Klima, the owner of Great Barrington Bagel Company, is bringing two teams. Andrew and Gary, the owners of Barrington Brewery, are bringing a team. Berkshire Bank is bringing a team. Justin McCook, the chair of the select board in Monterey, is bringing a team. So there's just a number of local teams, you know, people who have played at Berkshire School. But it's been resounding. I mean, it seems that everyone knows someone who plays hockey. And so, you know, we've capped it at 16 teams, but You know, there's room for this to grow for sure.
Well, there's only so much you can do in one day. I mean, that's an aggressive schedule to start on the 28th at 8:30 in the morning, and then move on. I want to mention that you mentioned the people that are bringing teams. An event like this wouldn't be possible without people that help underwrite it, and the Pass, the Berkshires, Berkshire Bank, the Bagel Company, of course, Barrington Brewery, Berkshire Magazine, Roberto's Pizza, Extra Specialties, Drip, and Classical Tent, I see on your website, appear to be your corporate sponsors for this.
Yeah, that's correct. And you could throw Berkshire Mountain Distillery in there as well. But these businesses have been instrumental. You know, the past coming in as the presenting sponsor, they gave $3,500. That's all going to the custom jerseys. Every skater is getting a free jersey. And there's a free tournament, too. So all these sponsors have helped for this to be, you know, this beautiful free tournament for skaters. You know, it's six skaters per team, 16 teams. It's 96 skaters. But, yeah, the past, Berkshire Bank gave $1,000 out of their foundation from a grant. You mentioned Roberto's Pizza. So Robbie from Roberto's Pizza in Sheffield is bringing a wood-fired pizza pop-up to the Lake Buell boat ramp. Classical Tents is providing, you know, this really beautiful tent with tables, chairs, and heating for 50 people to enjoy that pizza. So I'm really grateful for Kat and Ben over at Classical Tents. Angela Cardinale is, you know, kind of like the acting CMO of the past, and she's been just instrumental in marketing this event. So, Drip Coffee's coming from New York City. The owner, Nigel, is a friend of mine, and he just wanted to do everything he could to support Berkshire Magazine, as you mentioned. So, yeah, this wouldn't be possible without the community coming together in this way, and I'm just extremely grateful for everyone.
We're talking about the Berkshire Pond Hockey Classic coming up this year. Weather permitting, it might be delayed a week, it might not, who knows, but it's Saturday, January 28th, starting at 8:30 at Lake Buell. Now, I look at the format for this, and you just mentioned it. You brought it up for a second. But the format, 4-on-4, co-ed, six skaters per team, two running 15-minute periods, or one running for 20 minutes, depending on the weather and stuff like that. There's no referees. So this is going to be kind of like these three-on-three basketball tournaments where you get a lot of action, a lot of play, and maybe a little rough and tumble.
Well, that's not going to be acceptable at this tournament. You know, we really, and when I say we, I really want to mention, so I was introduced pretty early on to a gentleman by the name of Jim Thomas, who is someone who, he used to live in Monterey. His mom lives on Lake Buell, but Jim was instrumental in building the boards behind the Monterey Firehouse. So I'm not sure if your listeners or you are familiar, but behind the Monterey Firehouse, there's a pavilion, and boards are set up every winter, and the ice is flooded for an indoor-outdoor rink. And so Jim helped build those boards 30 years ago, and he ran a tournament called the Monterey Cup for 12 years. So I was introduced to Jim, and Jim has been kind of my co-conspirator in this tournament. I've made him commissioner of the tournament, and he lives in Amherst now. He actually has a rink in his backyard that he builds. He's been to many tournaments. He has three daughters. One of them plays hockey. So Jim and I sat down and really crafted the rules of this tournament to be very specific to Monterey and WAS, and to make this a really open, friendly, fun tournament. It's really about kind of, you know, a fun day outdoors. This is not, there's no money involved for the winner. This is not the Minnesota Pond Hockey Championships. You know, sportsmanship is everything here. You know, if the puck, you know, leaves the rink or leaves the boundary, you know, give your players some space when they bring the puck in. So yeah, there's not going to be any rough play tolerated. No physical checking, no raising the puck above the knee. This is meant to be a really great time with good sportsmanship, and it's really just about you know, people getting together. It's about the community. It's about the great outdoors. So that's really the ethos of this tournament.
It's also a throwback because I think when I was, I'm 70, when I was growing up, we had a pond in front of our house. The pond, we set up lights around it. We set up a barbecue pit to keep warm. And at one end of the pond was a hockey net. And the rest of the pond was open for regular skating. And I think, like the Salisbury Winter Sports Association brings that taste of winter back with the ski jumps, I think this is a throwback and bring back really what people used to do outside in the wintertime. They played hockey. They didn't just skate on ponds. They played hockey on those ponds. And I should say, if I'm guessing this right, there is no admission for this. You just want people to come and enjoy and watch it and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you nailed it. That is the same enjoyment that I have experienced and get out of being on the frozen pond. And, you know, Berkshire winters are cold, and this is something to kind of break it up a little bit. But yeah, there's no admission. This is not a for-profit tournament. Any leftover money from sponsorship money is going to go back to the town of Monterey, specifically for the upkeep of those boards. So yeah, this is free and open to the public. This is free for teams, which is unusual. So yeah, this is really, really about the love of the outdoors and the love of the game.
We're speaking once again with Alex Regan, and we're talking about the Berkshire Pond Hockey Classic, which is coming up at Lake Buell, and it's going to be on Saturday, January 28th, starting at 8:30. Free admission, and there's been so much participation by businesses. There'll be pizza, there'll be coffee, there'll be tents set up where you can be warm, and it sounds like a lot of fun. The reason I guess I'm so excited when I talk to you about this is years ago at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, my brother Mark and about 12 of his friends got permission from the school. They got a teacher, and they set up a club hockey team. And my brother was a goaltender. They all had to get their own equipment and everything like that. But that program eventually turned into a great hockey tradition around here, where hockey is extremely popular with the Salisbury, in Salisbury with that team, hockey at Housatonic. I mean, it just is it's a way for people to get together, and everybody around here watches hockey on TV, and I think it's going to be fun to see people out on the ice. Are teams going to have different jerseys, or is just everybody comes in what they have?
Yeah, I really wanted to have jerseys given out to the teams. That was something that was important to me. It's a large reason why I went out and got all the sponsorship money. So we actually have 16 different colors. So I worked with 413 Sports, you know, a local sports provider. And yeah, we have 16 different colors for 16 different teams. That's how we're going to go about it.
I asked that question because that makes all the difference in the world. For people watching it, and for the people playing it, they'll have a memento of being in this first tournament.
Yes. We have some trophies as well from Randall's Trophies in Pittsfield that we're going to be giving out. So, yeah, that takeaway is important. We also have some goodie bags for the players as well, thanks to the Pass and Berkshire Mountain Distillery as well.
Now, if this all goes well and you run it for the first year with the 16 teams, is this something like this possible where if you do get interest for 32 teams and it becomes a pretty major fundraiser where you can raise some serious funds, that you might expand it to 2 days and do that if this first one shows that you can handle it over the course of 1 day?
Absolutely. That would be the goal. It would be really nice for this to be a 2-day tournament and have 32 teams and to have a charity component to this. But that is the goal. This is meant to be hopefully something that can happen every year and just really be a great community event for people to come and enjoy and you know, cement existing relationships and meet new people. But I think the interest is there undoubtedly. So that is the goal, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Now, right now, once again, folks, this tournament is set, the Classic Round Hockey, the Pond Hockey Classic is set for January 28th. But as Alex said, with the weather we've had around here, it might be postponed for 1 week in case it stays warm. But my meteorologist says that in that first last half of January is when we really should start getting down into a more steady cold pattern. So knock on wood, I think you're going to be okay on January 28th. At least I hope so anyways, because obviously you've put a lot of work. How long have you been working on this to put this together?
Well, first of all, from your lips to God's ears on that, you know, I certainly hope that you're correct. I've never been more acutely aware of the weather than me checking it every day. But it's been 1 year exactly in the making. The way this started is a new neighbor from Los Angeles moved to Lake Buell. His name is James C. Burns. I went down to introduce myself. Turned out, you know, we were looking at the frozen lake last winter. I mentioned I played hockey. It turned out he had too. He played in the AHL. So he went to Union College, played in the AHL with the Hartford Whalers organization. Turned out that he had helped build the youth hockey program at Chelsea Piers in New York City, again, where I learned how to play hockey. So with that synergy, I went down to the Monterey Town Hall and inquired to the clerk, how would I go about starting a tournament? I got... she wrote on a piece of paper, parks@monterreymass.gov, and said, good luck. And I emailed the Parks Commission, and a gentleman responded by the name of Tom Menzi, M-E-N-S-I. Turned out Tom used to be the dentist for the Hartford Whalers. And so, you know, we met over bagels at GB Bagel Co., and he was instrumental in paving the way for this tournament. He introduced me to the insurance carrier for Monterey. So really grateful to Tom, who's, you know, acted as kind of a mentor for this whole tournament, as well.
As a Ranger fan, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this. My favorite Ranger, was Eddie Jockeman, but also Gump Worsley. Who was your favorite Ranger?
So, you know, my dad, actually was, you know, a huge Rangers fan. That's why I became a Rangers fan, despite being born in New Jersey. But he did a fantasy hockey camp with some of those Rangers. So he actually became friends with Vic Hadfield. So, you know, he was a Rod Gilbert, Vic Hadfield, Brad Park guy. I think, for me, it's really Messier and Gretzky. In terms of today, you know, I'm a big Chris Kreider fan and also a big Jimmy Vesey fan. He's come back to the Rangers and done really well and kind of an underdog. So, yeah, I've got a lot of favorite Rangers, actually.
All right. Well, once again, the Berkshire Pond Hockey Classic coming up on January 28th, 8:30 in the morning. If people want more information, what's the website where they can get more information on this?
Yeah, the website is BerkshirePondHockeyClassic.com.
All I can say is we'll all think positive about the weather, and regardless of what happens, if there's any changes or anything, let us know, and good luck with this. I just think this is a great idea for community involvement, and when I say community involvement, I think people from all over Northwest Connecticut and adjacent Eastern New York are going to enjoy something like this, because it is a favorite wintertime sport. So good luck with it, and thanks for putting so much work into it.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And, yeah, if you're listening, you know, come down to the Lake Buell Boat Ramp. Check out the website for updates. But this is meant to be an event for the whole community. So it's very open, and we'd love to see you there.